Now, a half dozen Wisconsin farms are some of the newest participants in a national project called the Soil Health Partnership. Some are individual farms, but North Central Technical College is also participating. Don Radke is a farm operations manager for North Central Technical College. Don, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Stephen Krieger is also with us. He's crop science instructor at North Central Technical College's Agricultural Center of Excellence. Steve, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Well, Steve, first of all, tell us, what's the Soil Health Partnership Program?
Back in 2016, a group of five colleges got together and started a consortium. Those five colleges were basically in states like Kansas, Nebraska, Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin. North Central Technical College is the one from Wisconsin. We decided that in order to get our students more involved in research, we'd like to put together some kind of an initiative. And the National Corn Growers Association, along with the NRCS, suggested this Soil Health Partnership, which really is looking at how can we make our soils healthier.
And Don, in practical terms, what does participating in this program mean as is going on at NTC?
We're keeping track more of, yields by the different practices we're doing on the allotted acres that we have. So we have a 22-acre parcel at the farm that we use that's divided up into eight different parcels across that. And basically we're doing like every other one as maybe like a control, if you would call that. Some of them we do cover crops on, some we don't, and just to kind of see once if there, what the different yield is or an effect it would be of having cover crops or not having cover crops basically on the same piece of ground.
And Steve, what are the goals? What are we hoping to accomplish here that we can start to apply on corn farms around the state?
Goals would be that after a 10-year period, and this is a 10-year project, so it's a very long project, we would like to see what we can do to make the healthier soil, to make soil healthier. We'd like to see how we could keep the soil from eroding. We'd like to see how we could keep things from leaching into groundwater. We're really looking years and years ahead, and what can we do to preserve the soil for our next generation.
And Steve, can you talk about soil health in general? A lot of us who maybe don't garden or farm might not even think of the health of soil as being a thing to worry about. Talk about what goes into a healthy soil.
Oh boy, that's about a 10-hour subject that I teach in class. So that could be tough to do. But if you think of soil as a living organism, which is really what it is, what we're trying to do through putting cover crops into the field is to put a living organism for those microbes, those fungi, the bacteria, to basically coexist with for as much of the season as we possibly can. Especially in Wausau, Wisconsin, we're relatively cold. In fact, today is a pretty cold day, and we're getting to a point where pretty soon the soil is going to freeze down, and that activity is basically going to quit. But what we really want to do is have something that the second it warms up, the second that those microbes and organisms start living again, that they have something to coexist with, root structure or cover crop.
We're talking to Steve Krieger and Don Radke. They're both with North Central Technical College, looking at a new program that some Wisconsin farmers and the technical college are participating in, a soil health partnership. And Don, when people think of going to college, they may not think of working on a farm. Can you tell us what kind of farming operations are going on there at North Central and what students are actually doing for their hands-on work there?
We do actually have an operating dairy farm with a robotic milker, but we're concentrating on this side of it, more on the agronomy side of it. So we do get the students out there to run tractors with GPS and stuff for spraying, manure application, some tillage stuff. We don't do an awful lot of tillage because we do mostly no-till. Just try to explain to the students the different ways and different aspects of doing things. One of the things we're looking at doing different this next coming spring is using a crimper roller instead of maybe spraying the crop down to eliminate it, is roll it and crimp it to keep it from growing, and then planting our corn or whatever plants we want to put into that and have it grow out through that trash, and hopefully maybe not have to spray or not spray as much.
So that's part of the goal of this Soil Health Partnership, Don, to maybe reduce some of the inputs that you use, and then I guess it's cheaper for a farmer and you have less runoff to worry about.
Right. You know, because if we're not tilling it and we're just going across it that one time with the planter, and the way ours is going to be set up, we're going to have a crimper roller on the planter, so we're going to crimp it, roll it, and plant it all at the same pass. So we're only going across it once and maybe have it only go across it one more time for a spray application if needed. In some of ours, we're going to put an extra application of nutrients on, and some of it not, just to kind of see once what kind of a yield difference we get by adding fertilizer or not adding fertilizer, and that's kind of where the check strips kind of come in.
And Steve, talk a little bit about, Don mentioned no-till agriculture. Talk about what works differently and what the benefits might be of no-till.
No-till really ties very well into soil health. We're not turning the soil over, we're not exposing it to oxygen, we're not changing the bacterial process that happens naturally. If you think back to 150 years ago when land was covered with trees, when land was covered with prairie grass, basically nobody tilled. And as we started becoming more industrialized, we opened the ground up. We did some things to it that maybe weren't the smartest, but yet it was what we felt was right at the time. Right now, we are basically looking at trying to go back to leaving that ground unturned and then trying to figure out how we can still get crops out of it, both conserving energy, conserving moisture, conserving nutrients. That's really the gist of what we're trying to get at.
And Don, you've mentioned cover crops a couple times. What kind of cover crops are you experimenting with here, and what are the potential benefits?
The cover crops we use mostly have been winter rye and winter wheat. We have done multi-species when it fits. So the test plot we have this year, or the field that we have this year, we actually put winter wheat on this fall after we took our corn silage off on half of the fields. And our intent is to harvest that as ripe wheat next fall. Well, it would be early fall, it would be August. And then put like tillage radishes, crimson clover, winter rye, and maybe other different species, rape and things like that, interseed that in so we get the growth on it to get out of oil. The tillage radish will actually help break up plow pan or hard pan. The red clover or crimson clover actually put nitrogen in the ground, so the crop we put on the previous year, there'll be extra nitrogen asphyxiated in the ground that we shouldn't have to add as much nutrients on. So we're trying to let the plants grow and put nutrients in that back in the soil and hold it in place so that it's there for us to utilize the next crop that we put in.
And Steve, with these different methods we're talking about, these different experiments, what's the timeline for running through this and then maybe being able to share some of what you learned with farmers around the state?
Well, that's really the key, is because we are an educational facility. I think back to 2016, and our Secretary of Agriculture said that about 10% of the U.S. jobs are related to agriculture. Purdue University came out with a study that said we may not fill 22,000 of those positions a year because we haven't got people trained and ready to go. So from a technical college standpoint, where they're here with us for 2 years, we're really trying to put as much knowledge and information and technology in their heads as we possibly can so that they can take that either to the workplace or home to the family farm and try to use some of the new technology.
And Don, as you're working with students, I mean, I think it's a lot of times for non-farmers, we have an image of farming in our heads that's maybe, I don't know, 100, 200 years out of date. This is a modern, high-tech field, if I can use that word, isn't it?
Yes. We do a fair number of things with GPS. We're looking at equipping our planter with the clutches so we can vary the rate seed and fertilizer as we plant and have that map overlay of what the yield was to when we're planting in certain spots where we know we can get better yield, be whatever the ground is, we either would increase plant population and fertilizer application or decrease depending upon what the yield maps show us as we're going across. So we'll use that information like off from the combine or from the chopper of what the yield is to monitor and determine what and how much we're going to plant the next year.
And Steve, Wisconsin's just getting these farms going. Have we learned lessons from some of the other Midwestern states you've mentioned already?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you look at corn and bean production and we go south, we get into the Three I's, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa. Really, that's where a lot of this technology, a lot of this knowledge is starting to accumulate. We in Wisconsin really aren't known as corn growers or bean growers, although when you look out in the countryside, you think there's a lot. There really isn't. We are pulling information, sharing data with those four colleges. We, in fact, have visited one of the colleges. They, in fact, have visited our college. And we brought students back and forth, and we're just trying to give our students a different perspective of what life's like in a different state, in a different farming region, on different terrain.
Thanks to both of you for joining us today. We've been talking to Don Radke, Farm Operations Manager for North Central Technical College, and Steve Krieger, Crop Science Instructor at North Central Technical College's Agricultural Center of Excellence. They've been talking about a soil health partnership program. They and some Wisconsin farmers are joining on that effort. It's an initiative of the National Corn Growers Association.